We're talking about Tashmish Kedusha and Tashmish the Tashmish. So there is a situation where the object is not touching the Kedusha and still has the Tashmish Kedusha. That's like the things that the silver plate that's hung on the Sefer Torah. Since it's hung on the Sefer Torah, it's dangling from the Sefer Torah, it does have a din of Tashmish Kedusha. It's made to beautify the Sefer Torah, even though it's not touching it. Aaron, if it's made in the wall of the shul, the wall itself does not have a din of a Tashmish Kedusha. So it's just a place where you put the Sefer Torah, it's not made for covered of the Sefer Torah. That part of it. When you wash the Tashmish Kedusha, the mantle for the Sefer Torah and other type of things that have din of Tashmish Kedusha, one should not use urine as part of the ingredients. It's not considered covered. When they get worn out, they have to be put in Gneza. It can be used for a tachrichin, for a nes mitzvah. That's the type of Gneza. Sefer Torah that got worn out, the Gneza for it is put in the Kli Cheres, and a chachilah put in the kever of a Talmud Chacham, even though he's not a major Talmud Chacham, somebody that learns Kila Shein Halachas, he learns Mishnais is good enough for this purpose. Not take a Tashmish Kedusha and make it from a higher level Tashmish Kedusha to a level, lower level Tashmish Kedusha. Something that was serving a Sefer Torah and can't be used afterwards for regular Svarim and the like. Same thing was used for Sefer Torah, can't be used for Nevi'im. Nevi'im and Ksuvim have the same status. If you have some cloth that's used to hover over the Sefer Torah, one hanging on the wall of the shul, or the silver ornaments hanging on the walls of the shul, that's all right, because it's not taking it down from its original kedusha, it's just restoring it in a way that people are also being netted from it as it's being stored.